Thanks for joining me from wherever you're listening this afternoon. Been an absolute pleasure to have your company. So many calls and texts have come through. But let's have a chat to teenage Aussie superstar Josh Giddey before he heads overseas and applies his trade in the NBA, headed for the NBA draft, which is still a while away, Thursday, July 29. We've got a lottery June 22 before the draft itself. And Josh has decided to hang up the Sanchez in a season for the 36ers that have been spectacular and get himself ready for the draft. He joins me on the line. Welcome to you, Josh. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
Tough decision for you, or did the club take it out of your hands? How did it unfold, the decision to say, hey, Josh, you just get ready for the big time, we can take it from here?
Yeah, it was pretty mutual decision. You know, they kind of, it was both kind of parties were deciding when to shut it down. And because we were still in the finals race a few weeks ago and we were still tossing and turning, you know, whether to keep me playing or stop it then. But because we were still in the hunt, but then after we lost to Illawarra and then we lost to Sydney, it kind of, you know, mathematically we are still in it, but it's going to make things pretty hard now. So, you know, we both just decided it was best for me to kind of shut it down there and start preparing for the draft in July.
Would have been a tough decision if you were top right now, Josh.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, if we were on top or if we were in that final four, then I wouldn't have shut it down. I would have kept going with the guys and you know, hopefully make that finals push. But because now it's looking more unlikely, you know, we both decided that it was best for me to stop playing.
Interesting, though, but it is a risk, and I'm not sure what your point of view is. That's why I'm asking you the question. But we all know you're going to be a millionaire. You're going to be playing in the NBA. You're going to be taking what, top dozen. So, you know, how were you going about it this year, trying to put that out of your mind a bit during the course of the season, not think about it at all?
Yeah, it's obviously tough not to think about, because that's the end goal. But, you know, it's trying to just stay focused on, you know, what you're doing at hand, which was, for me, playing with the 36ers and, you know, trying to make that top four. So, you know, I do think about it. It's hard not to, because that's where I want to get to. But, you know, you've got to try and put it to the back of your mind as much as you can. But, you know, obviously being a next star comes with a bit of hype and stuff like that around it. So it is hard not to, you know, hear the noise and then see that kind of stuff. But you got to try and, you know, block it out as much as you can.
Was that an easy decision to stay here and be a next star, play for the 36ers? And did LaMelo Ball's path convince you that it was partly the right path for you too?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was tough for me because I was, you know, pretty set on college before I came back to Australia after one of my visits. And then I spoke with, you know, Jeremy and Jeff and Grant. And that's kind of where my mind changed, and I decided to stay here and play with the 36ers. So it wasn't an easy decision, but, you know, once I decided to stay here and sign it was definitely the right decision that I made. So, you know, LaMelo and RJ Beeney obviously helped, because to see their games translate from the NBL to the NBA kind of gave me more confidence coming in, knowing I could do hopefully something similar. So it was good to see those guys performing, and I'm obviously very happy with the decision.
Would you suggest that to other teenagers coming through, your path?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's different for every kid, because some kids might prefer the American system and some kids like me might prefer the Australian system. So, you know, it just depends. I was, you know, always kind of a homeboy and I wanted to stay here in Australia and play in the league I've been, you know, I grew up watching for so long. So for me, the decision to stay wasn't hard, but for other kids, you know, they dream of going to college. So it just really depends what the kid wants and where they see them developing the most. And for me, I saw the development, you know, being able to be fast-tracked here in Australia, whereas other guys might see it better for them in college. So it's just really, you know, up to the kid and what they decide.
So for those who don't know, your father Warwick was a superstar for the Melbourne Tigers. Was basketball always only going to be your thing? There was nothing else that entered your mind? You're what, 6'8"? You would have had a few options.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, it obviously helped coming from a basketball pedigree. Mum and dad both played. So growing up, I always, you know, had a ball in my hand right from a young age and was always around the game because, you know, dad was coaching. So I was always, you know, at the trains with the guys and running around at the camp. So I always, you know, I was introduced to basketball really early on. And then growing up through, you know, primary school, high school, I used to play cricket and football. So, you know, I did a bit of everything growing up. But then when I got to about 15, 16, I had to really decide on, you know, what sport I wanted to take, you know, more seriously. And I had to decide between footy and basketball. And then obviously decided with basketball.
Talking to Josh Giddey, NBA draftee, coming up in the coming NBA draft, which is going to happen July 29. Have you been, if you could pick anybody to play with, Josh, and you could get picked up by Golden State and play with Steph or the Pelicans and play with Zion, who would you love to play with most?
Yeah, I mean, you know, any of those guys. I mean, most teams nowadays have a superstar or someone like that on their team. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter where you go. You're going to be with, you know, the franchise players. So, but, you know, to play alongside someone like Steph or Zion, as you said, are two all-stars, two great guys to learn from. And obviously, you know, Steph's one of the best players to ever play, and Zion's, you know, on that same pathway. So, you know, it doesn't matter. I think it doesn't really matter where I go. There's going to be one of those guys on any team in the league.
And the lottery's June 22. So have you, I noticed that I think NBC have got you going at about 12 or 13. Bleacher Report says you'll be picked 12, ESPN picked 13. How much do you pay attention to those mock drafts, or do you not worry about it too much?
Yeah, I do. I do look at him a little bit, but I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't really affect how I play or what I do, because, you know, whether I go pick one or pick 40, it doesn't really matter for me. It's just, you know, about being in the right situation and going to a team that, you know, that wants me and they can get the best out of me. So at the end of the day, the mocks only mean so much. It's up to the team and what they need for that specific team. And, you know, hopefully, I'm just hoping I land in a good spot for me where I can be, you know, developed and, you know, be able to make an impact from day one. So, yeah, to me, the number's not really a big deal.
So playing straight away, do you think you're going to be ready straight away? Is that where you want to go, to a team that's not going to stash you somewhere, that's going to give you some game time in the big time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, that's what everyone kind of hopes for, is going somewhere where they can make an immediate impact. And that's what I'm hoping to do. But, you know, it really depends on the team situation and what they see in me and whether they think I'm ready to go straight away or they think I need, you know, more time to develop. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy with wherever I go and whatever the team needs. So if they think, you know, he's good to go straight away and they put me out there, then that's fine. But if they think, you know, he needs a year or 6 months, whatever, to work on his game and get better at certain things, then that's fine as well.
Have you been feeling the love? People in Australian basketball, those that have helped you, those that have been at the top. I know how invested Andrew Gaze is, for example, because I see Gaze every week, and I know emotionally how invested he is in your story, just wants you to make it. Do you feel like the whole of Australian basketball is wanting to ride your wave right now?
Yeah, no, it's good to have the support from all the Aussies and, you know, basketball fans around Australia. And obviously someone like Drew is, you know, really big to have, you know, on my side, because he's someone I've grown up with for a long time and I've known for a very long time. He coached me through juniors and, you know, we still work out to this day. So, you know, having guys like that, you know, in my corner and supporting me and being there through the whole journey and process is really good. So I definitely appreciate, you know, all the support I get from people all around Australia.
How will you stay grounded in the big show? There's going to be a lot of people wanting your time. There's going to be advisors. There's going to be endorsement offers. There'll be vultures. There'll be no doubt people want to be part of your entourage. How will you manage all that?
Yeah, look, I haven't got there yet, so I don't really know what to say. But, you know, those things definitely all happen. I've heard many stories about stuff like that. So it's just, you know, staying, you know, kind of within my small circle, you know, just family, the people that are close to me, and, you know, not getting too far out of that. So, you know, there'll be people, like you said, you know, vultures and stuff that want to come hang on, but it's just staying within that small group that you have, and, you know, everything should take care of itself.
And will you play at the Olympics? The draft and the Olympics kind of cross over. So will you be at the draft, or I presume you'll play for the Boomers because they'll give you the invite?
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully I make that team, and then the draft is during the Olympics, I'm pretty sure, from what I've heard. But, you know, hopefully, well, it's a good decision to have to make if I have both at my feet. So, you know, I obviously want to be at the Olympics and play in that team. But, you know, if I don't, then the draft is still going to be on. So best case scenario is having the draft while I'm in Japan. But if that doesn't happen, then I'll probably happen somewhere in America.
And the Boomer prep, it's a pretty exciting time for you with that on your plate. We could win a first ever Olympic medal. The men's team looks pretty damn good. Do you know whether the full complement, Ben Simmons and co, are going to play?
Yeah, from what I've heard, I think everyone's going to be available. So it's going to be the full first time Ben's played with the, you know, the national team at an Olympic level. And it's really exciting because there's so much talent, you know, within Australia. And there's going to be a lot of really, really good players that don't make this team, which is, you know, it's a good problem to have because there is so much talent coming through, whether it's in NBA or Europe or the NBL or wherever it is. There's so many good players. So, I think this is the first, you know, not the first, but this is the most realistic chance to win a gold medal that Australia's had. And I'm really excited for it. Whether I'm on the team, you know, playing in it or whether I'm watching it, it's really exciting times for Australian basketball.
Josh, great to have a chat to you. I really appreciate you spending a lengthy time with me and answering so many questions. But what you've done for Australian basketball and what you're about to do for Australian basketball, we all wish you the best of luck. I hope you can feel the love. And again, thank you and good luck.
Thanks, Steve Swain. Thanks for having me on.
Josh Giddey joining us. Just a teenager, 18 years of age. He's 6'8". He's a star. He had 3 triple-doubles during the course of his time with the 36ers this season. Averaged 11 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds. I don't know where to stop when it comes to the accolades. There are just so many you can give him. The way he held himself, the way he played, his approach to the game, the dedication that he had for the 36ers, and he's about to head to the NBA draft and probably be picked in the top dozen. It's a great Australian story, and if he can be part of an Olympic gold medal, it will be one of the great stories ever told. We'll take a break. More of your calls next.